And them that trust in the Lord shall never be ashamed. That's right. That's right. How many knows that if you hold on to God, He's going to pull you through? I wish somebody would say amen in this house. I feel like preaching to us tonight from the book of Mark, chapter 2. I really feel like, I don't know how to explain this, but you can be really down, tortured nearly, pressed beyond measure. You can't. Paul said, "I was in despair of life." He was so in despair, he thought he was going to die. But the same God that helped him in the past, He says, going to help me right now. And He said, I'm persuaded He's not only going to help me now, but He's going to help me in the future. He knew who He believed. How many knows who they believed tonight? Real simple message tonight, which is the only ones I can preach. Well, I want you to listen to Mark 2 story. Amen. And I hate to follow this up. Isaac preached this message. You know, and I hate to follow him. Amen. They was about ready to shut me down. Let him finish the meeting when he got done. But I'm going to try it. Hope it's okay. I'm going to take a little different vein in it. But I want you to look at this with me. And again, chapter 2. Again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned with themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Help me, God. Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went before them all, insomuch they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Praise God. There's several things in here, or a few things I want to mention tonight, if I could. Of course, what I want to major on tonight is the fact that this poor man got the help that he needed. He not only got healed of his palsy, his paralysis, he couldn't walk. He couldn't get to the master. But here he is when it's all over with. He's saved. He's healed. He's glorifying God. Now, brother, that is what we need. That is what we need. We don't necessarily need folks to come to our church. We need folks to come to the Lord. We don't necessarily need folks to join our movement. We need folks to get, amen, in the presence of the Son of God. Can you say amen? And that's even with us here tonight. We come to church. We don't necessarily need to hear another message, another song, to see another brother. That's all part of it. But what we really need in this hour is something, amen, that we've never seen on this fashion before. What we need is to get in the presence of the Lord and get our needs met in this house tonight. Can you say amen? Now, what I want to bring our attention to, this man could not have received what he received if he had not had some help. The Bible said it was so crowded around the house, you couldn't get in the door, you couldn't even get in the window, you couldn't get near the house. It was so pressed and crowded, you couldn't get in where the Lord was. And so I don't know when it was. I don't know whose idea it was. I don't know what generated, amen, the zeal or the enthusiasm. Amen, hey. I don't know which one started thinking about it. But the Bible said this man of the palsy came to Jesus on a cot that was borne by four men. I hope you'll help me preach a little bit here tonight, if the Lord would help me. A cot of a man that could not get there himself. Praise God. I would love to see somebody gets saved in this service tonight. In next Wednesday night service, the next time we gather together, I would love to see somebody get the help. Help me, Holy Ghost, that they needed in this service. Amen, in their lives. Brother Tim, they may not even come to church. I'd like to see some way or another. I could call names of people out of my heart. Amen, but I'd love to see them. But how many knows tonight that most people that get saved, well, they're not going to get to Jesus by themselves. Can you say amen? I wish somebody helped me preach. Isn't that right? And most folks that need a healing, amen, are not going to get that healing, amen, without somebody. That's why Jesus said, where two or three agree as touching any one thing. Brother, I don't know when it happened, Brother Noah. Yes, amen. But I want to tell you, there's hurting people out there. Amen. And what they need is somebody. Brother Tommy, to get an idea. Amen. This man needs to be in that meeting. Amen. It's noised abroad that Jesus is in the house. Amen. And we know what can happen when Jesus, amen, is in the house. But brother, there's times you can't get there on your own. I wish somebody would say amen. You can't get there on your own. And then one day, Brother Kenny, I don't know whose idea it was first. Brother Jeremy, I loved them known. It may have been, amen, Brother Steve. Amen, that just got the idea in his heart. If I could get, amen, old so-and-so that's laying on that cot. Amen, if I could get him, amen, down to Jesus. It'd make a difference in his life. But I can't carry him by myself. I love him, but I can't carry him. Are you listening to me? Amen, brother. We need a revival of love. I said we need a revival of concern. We need a revival of kindness. Amen. That'll look at somebody in worse shape than we are and say, I know. I don't know, Brother Tim. These men may have been healed by Jesus. Amen. Themselves. And they may have known what he could do. They had legs. They probably went down and looked through the window and saw the miracle performed. Amen. They had a love for this man. If we could get him down there, amen, to the house of God, he may get what he's needed. Hallelujah.
I
want to preach to you a little bit tonight. How to get the needy man, the lost man, the sick man, the troubled man, the man in need. How to get him to Christ. Oh, I'll tell you. My pastor used to tell me, and I thought he was simplifying things. He used to tell me, he'd say, I would bring up a problem to him. And he'd say, Brother Randy, and I could tell now, looking back on it, I realized that he didn't want me putting my hands on it. I was too young and silly. Now, looking back, but he would tell me what we need, what they need, is a revival. It seems so oversimplified. You know, you have church trouble sometimes. And you know, you may disagree with me, and it will not hurt me at all. I'm used to it. But I want to tell you, most church problems. Now, I want to tell you, if any of you guys are here, and I'm telling you, we got some preachers coming on, don't we? Huh? Can you feel it? Praise God. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you ever go to a pastor in a church, praise God, I'll tell you how to handle 99% of church trouble. That's don't handle. See? I knew you wouldn't agree with it. Go ahead then. When you pastor, every time you have a problem, call a board meeting. Call a business meeting. Confront it face on and see what happens. 99% of the problems that a church has are took care of in a prayer meeting. In a revival. The power of God moving. The Holy Ghost settling. Somebody say, you don't like this, but it's the truth. I want to tell you, and I'm telling you, if you don't think a pastor is a troubleshooter, he really is. Brother Tim, you go out on that job running wide open, lickety split. Amen. I don't know, when he worked for me, it was a little different now. I won't tell you that right now. When he's oppressing you, Brother Jeremy, and wearing you half to death to get it. He's looking and troubleshooting and looking ahead and wondering what's next and making sure and preventing what could happen. I'm going to tell you, the pastor is up here and he's looking back over the crowd. Amen. And he looks at every face in this building more than one time in a service. Amen. And I'm telling you, you say, well, I'm in trouble, Brother Randy. Don't know it. He don't care. I want to tell you, Brother Randy does know it, and Brother Randy does care. Amen. But I want to tell you, me talking to you may not help you at all, but me talking to God, amen, come on now, may help you eternally. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Amen. I want to tell you, these men looked at this poor man of the palsy. They said, we could take him to physical therapy. We could get him a home health nurse. We could do this or that. And somebody said, if I had some help, amen, I believe I could get him down where the Son of God is healing the sick. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, and you may think I'm being critical. I'm not. But Brother Steve, a lot of times in a service, I can't get four men with me, hardly. You say, we're all with you. I know you are. Praise God, I know you are. Amen. Somebody told me the other day, and it got back to me, and I'm just going to tell you this as a compliment. Amen. They said, Brother Randy's church has stood by him. Amen. Like better than any I've ever seen. It got back to me. He said if he went up in an airplane and jumped out, they'd all be down there trying to catch him. Hallelujah. Amen. That's pretty good, I think. I'm not getting in no airplane. I may fall on my feet. Stumble over my feet. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want to tell you this. I know we're together. But there's times, brother, we come to church and we can't hardly get four. Or in the same frame of mind. Amen. Somebody's here needing help. I want to guarantee you something tonight. Somebody walked in this house tonight. They may have a smile plastered on their face. And they may be still singing. And they still put their money in the offering. But brother, I guarantee you somebody's here tonight that needs to get into the presence of the Master. And it's not just the preacher going to do it. But somebody's got to love one another enough to see them get help. Amen. Go to the trouble, amen, to unify an effort of deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise praise God. I'm going to preach the rest of this to you. I don't know whose idea it was. I wish I did. I wish they'd put his name. Huh? You don't know. You just don't know what it means. Just one word to a soul that is so discouraged. And these preachers hit it. One, two, three, four. Pow, 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 pow. Get up, get up, get up. Let's go, let's go, let's go. God's going to help you. You hear it? Huh? Just a word. Just a word. And you know, it's hard to tell whose idea it was. But I want you to notice, am I doing all right? I'm just going to take this like I feel it. That's the only way I know to do it. I don't know whose idea it was. Here's a man on a cot, on his bed. There's four corners. And I don't know, one man couldn't hardly have got it done. I don't know how far it would have been. But you take a sick body and a grown man, two men would have had a real effort pulling him. And you know, Brother Darrell, two men could have tried it until they got halfway there. And they said, we're going to have some help. I love you, but I can't hardly. And I'm going to tell you, we're not going to have revival. I'm going to tell you young folks something. Tell the choir something right here. Go ahead, Brother Tim. I'm going to talk to the choir that's here. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, listen to me now. God will anoint you, and he'll bless you as long as you're caring for one another. When you quit caring for one another and quit being friends and start that division and schisms, then you might as well kiss the anointing goodbye. That's right. And I watch these kids, and I watch them. When these young men get the mic and go to testifying, I watch them kids praying for them. Go. Tears. I looked at tonight, tears down the face of the others while the young preachers was exhorting and testifying. I'm going to tell you, you can't hardly flop, boys, with a bunch of your peers praying for you and backing you. Are you listening to me? Y'all ain't helping me, are you? But it's the truth. I'm telling you the truth, and you know I am telling you the truth. Charity, amen, covereth a multitude of sins. You say, now what does that mean? How we've got our faults and our bumps, but I'm going to tell you what them men did. When they saw this man on the cot of the palsy, they could have said, he's not much good for anything. He can't walk, he can't work, he can't get around, he's no fun, he can't go fishing with us, he's no help to us. He's nothing but a dead weight. He's nothing, he's no good, he's of no value, he's no benefit. But that's not what they said. And do you know why they didn't say that? These men loved this man. Did you hear me? Hey, man, and do you know the Bible says, and I want you to get this here tonight, but do you know the Bible says there abideth these three? Faith, and we've already heard it. Hey, man, Brother Jason said tonight, hey, man, that it's in faith in Jesus Christ. That's the essence of it. But you know the Bible said there's faith, and you cannot deny that faith is a powerful, wonderful thing. And then he said hope. Faith and hope. And I'm telling you, Sister Marilyn, without hope, it is a bleak world we're living in. Amen. What a wonderful thing, amen, that Sister Hope is. But you know what it said the third one was? And the greatest of these? You know what got that man of the palsy off of his bed? Well, Jesus did. Oh, I know it was Jesus. Amen. But it was also love. Amen. Of a man. Amen. That got another man. That got another man. There ain't going to be nobody get saved till somebody loves them. Are you listening to me? You say, I know Jesus loves them. Yes. Amen. But he wants you to love them. He wants you to love them enough to pray for them. He wants you to love them enough to pick them up. Amen. I know you can't discredit faith, because if these men did not have faith, amen, they would have never picked him up, even though they loved him. Are y'all helping me preach tonight? But church, we need a revival of love. Love in our heart and concern to get somebody to Christ where he can do something for them. Hallelujah. So they got together, one on each corner. And they took him to the house. You know, it could have been a young man. It could have been. It could have been a young lady. Well, I know it was four men. Come here. Come here. Stand right there. It could have been an older man. Not an elder man, but an older man. Huh? Couldn't it? Huh? Couldn't it? Huh? It could have been. Sister Carla, stand up over there. Now, come on. Don't resist the Holy Ghost tonight. Do you hear me? Don't resist the Holy Ghost. That's your problem now. Huh? You get so far and you want your way. Now, you've got to lay your way down. Now, I'm telling you what I'm feeling. Huh? And I'm telling you, in a service, you say, well, I'm just a teenage boy, you know, trying to get married. I ain't interested in the service. You're not? You're not? That's one strike against us already. When we come into church, somebody's not interested. He's interested. He's interested. Yeah, he's interested. Amen. You're interested. Huh? Who it is? There have been times it's been you on the cot. There have been times it's been me on the cot. Maybe tonight. I know it's tonight for this bird. Huh? Come on now. Somebody get a corner. Get a corner. Get a corner. I can't do nothing. I'm a young girl. Ah, you know better than that. You set this meeting on fire before. Huh? Come on. Pick it. You know, and the whole point is not us. Huh? Joy. J-O-Y. Jesus. Others. You. The whole point is not us and us four being seen in a parade going down the road. The point is this guy laying here that can't get up, can't walk. And I'm going to tell you, this one thought of it. Amen. And he spoke to his friend. He says, it's a good idea. I love him. Well, I love him. I think the world of him. We're going to get some help. There's nobody I wouldn't want to see get help from the Lord. Sure, I'd love to see. And so what do? We get under low. Y'all can be seated. But I want to illustrate something here. Y'all can be seated. But you know, just the idea of it. Oh, I'd love to see Alan saved. Just the thought of it. Don't get the job done. Somebody's got to feel the load. And it is a load. How far is it? It doesn't matter. I wish somebody helped me pray. How far is it from here to Jesus? It don't matter. You think it ever gets heavy? Huh? You think it ever gets heavy? Sure, it got heavy. And they got, of all things, Matt, they got to the house. And it was so full, they couldn't get in. Excuse me. We got a friend here we love, and we know that Jesus, if we can get him to Jesus, our faith tells us, if we can get this friend we love into the presence of Jesus, he'll be made whole. But we can't get there. Well, Mark says to Tyler, well, here's a good idea. Maybe next Sunday. No. Now, what are we going to do now? Well, can you see him looking down at Brother Darrell at the man on the cot and say, hey, buddy, we love you. We brought you as far as we can. We can tote you back, but it's going a long way. And, you know, I tell you what we'll do. We're just going to leave you here in the shade of this tree. No. The old boy on the cot probably said, y'all getting this? The old boy on the cot probably said, ah, boys, it ain't worth the trouble. If I understand this right, Brother Zane, he wasn't saved. He wasn't saved. A sick, lost man that four men that I'm perceiving were saved. And so they went around, and the roofs of those houses, you know, were flat. If you've ever been there, still that way. The roof is flat. Ladders go up for the evening, cool time in the evening. They go up on the and entertain on the. That's why God said put battlements on your roof, because there was a lot of activity going on. They went up to the roof. Jesus was inside. Can you see him listening? He was preaching the word of God in there. Wouldn't you have loved to have been on the roof with your ear to the shingles, listening to the Son of God preach the word of God? Ah, I want
about to preach a little bit here tonight, or at least feel like it. Brother Tommy, if they were starting to get discouraged, I'd say when they got on that roof and heard that voice coming, they said, well, we can't quit now. Well, how are we going to get him in? Not even a stovepipe up here. How are we going to get this man in? Well, we got to get him in. Did you hear that man preaching? Amen. God's anointed that man. And so they said, well, amen, here's a spade. Amen. Here's an axe over here. We'll give it here. We're going to tear up the roof. And they started doing something, amen, that was really out of the ordinary. And they tore up the man's roof, amen, and then they let him down through the hole. And I can see the guy, oh, now, boys, come on, we're going to get in a heap of trouble doing this. Hey, come on now, you don't have to go this far, but brother, we're going to let you down. They let him down in the presence of the Son of God. And the Bible said when he looked up, now, they let him down. Am I getting this right? Did y'all read it? They let him down. They didn't come down. Now, they, praise God, was up on the roof. Looking down in the hole. Y'all believe it? Hey, y'all want to get up here on it, Brother Mark, with me? Oh, that's okay. You wouldn't want to try that. I just about lost it there. But can you see Jesus looking up, seeing four men's faces in the corner of that hole? You know what he thought when he seen them? Outlaws, lawbreakers. Who are these guys? Nope. He said, when he saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy. Do you hear me? When he saw their faith. I wonder if there's anybody in here that volunteered to have faith for Sister Marilyn. I wonder if there's anybody here that volunteered to have faith for Alan. Huh? I wonder if anybody in here would volunteer to have faith for the church. Huh? Well, you know what it's going to mean, don't you? It might mean you have to tote the load. It might mean you have to climb the ladder. It might mean you have to tear up the roof. But oh, friend, when he says, son, he said to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee. He saved him right there. Are you listening to me? He saved him by that faith he had in him as the Son of God. They got all mad. Well, what do you mean? You say, forgiven sin. You think you're God or something? Which is easier? Which is easier? To say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or take up thy bed and walk? If anybody ever gets saved, they don't believe in divine healing. You say, now, brother, that's right. When you get saved and realize who you're dealing with, you'll realize there's nothing. There ain't nothing God can't do. Can you say amen? Tonight, as I've told you this little story, there's several things I want you to remember. Number one is, you have to love one another. Because you will never, I mean true love, you will never sacrifice for someone until you love them. That's what love really is. You won't be committed to one another if you don't love one another. When trouble comes, the Bible said a friend, a brother, is born for adversity. And a friend loveth at all times. A friend is somebody that stays when others go. Now, if you're going to be a friend, you're going to have to love at all times. Can you say amen? Woo! I wish somebody would get under one of these corners tonight. You know, we have something in common. The goal is the same. David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a reason? What was it motivated these men to get? They got nothing out of it except to see their friend whom they loved restored to his health. Would that be enough for you? You got to love one another to pray that way, don't you? And you've got to have faith that if you can get them to Jesus, it'll be all right. And then you've got to make that effort. That love calls you to duty, and you've got to do. That's why when the disciples asked the Lord to increase their faith, he said, if you've got the faith of a grain of mustard seed, in other words, he was saying to them, it's not more faith that you need sometimes. You've got the faith. In some situations, he said, you just need to love enough to do what is asked of you. Can you say amen? Just believing in God is not enough. You've got to love him with all your heart, mind, and strength. For the devils believe and tremble. Can you say amen? We've got to love one another enough to sacrifice for one another. And we've got to have enough faith in God, amen, to make the journey, carry the load, tear up the roof, and believe all the way down. Let's stand. God bless you. I wish I was a better preacher, and I'll tell you when I wish that. I wish it every time I preach. I wish I could preach to you. We're in a crisis. But the whole world is. And I'm not belittling our problems, but the whole world is in a crisis. How would you like to be lost tonight and not have a church family to pray with? Wouldn't that be horrible? So we want to thank God for the grace He's given us. And ask God, Brother Tim, to let us be, amen, somebody that has the zeal to pick up a helpless creature and get him to Jesus Christ. How many believes that it'll take the Holy Ghost to bring men to the Lord? But we can pray for him, can't we? And we can do everything. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. We can do what it takes. Amen. Would you bow your head with me tonight? Father, we love you tonight. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, if I could just preach in a way that would stir our hearts to want to get to you and get others to you. Anoint us with the oil of heaven. Bless our church. God, to go to the four corners and carry the cot till we get in the presence of Jesus Christ. Thank you for these good people and for the move of God we feel in this church. Lord, would you help us now to pray in Jesus' name. I wonder tonight as your head is bowed, who can think of someone right off that you'd love to see get to Christ? Just raise your hand if you think of someone immediately. How many now would like to have and do whatever it takes? Make the commitment. We're living in a selfish generation. That is why there's not more people saved. It's not necessarily what the devil is doing. It's what the church is not doing. So we want to intercede, pray, witness, love, believe, till we can do the job. Get somebody to Christ. Can you say amen? I'd like for us to all come and bring these souls to the altar. And let's ask the Lord to help us get somebody to Jesus.